Log Talk Radio. gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gon' break out your craft. Break out your words. You gon' break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. Welcome, family, to Man Up the Movement. Yes, we are back here on the Now Network.
And yes, call it the relaunch, call it the restart,
call it the kickstart. But the foundation has been set. We're calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real. One number one step, we have to do better ourselves. So I decree over my own self that I will do better now. My cry to you is, will you join the discussion of being better and be willing to discover the truth, not yesterday's truth, not tomorrow's truth, but now's truth? See, man up simply means that now is my time to fight. You got to put your name in there. Number one, taking personal responsibility for my own life. No longer relying on my own personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I am walking in purpose with God, and I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. I'm no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Christ Jesus. Man up is the call to each and every one of us. And you know, I'm just constantly reminded that even though we have agendas, even though we have programs, and even though we have topics, that when there is a call for prayer, call for healing, call for counseling, call for attention, that we have to take, full responsibility to say, you know what, put everything else aside. Someone calls you for prayer. The first thing you should do is pray. Not waiting for the show. I got a call this afternoon. One of the team members, one of the family members, one of the leaderships of this ministry and everything we do, and ask for prayer. Well, of course, we came down the prayer request, but we started to pray immediately. Violence in our streets is just overwhelming. Death in our streets is overwhelming. There's things happening. The police are just stepping back because of defunding, because of lack of shifts and a lot of stuff that's going on that's being pulled back from our inner cities. Now, go to Beverly Hills, go to Orange County, go to upper Hollywood, upper L.A., and you see the forces intact. But I noticed the other day that we're doing a Martin King celebration march, that the numbers of police officers out were enormous. But we can't get a call for 3 hours in Watts. We can't get an emergency call in Compton for 4 hours. We can't get an emergency call in North Long Beach for 5 hours. What is wrong with our system? something we need to pray about. See, prayer works when you pray. I don't think we pray enough together. I don't think us as men, this is man up.
So I'm talking to men,
even though it's a request from one of our female partners, but it's still us men that need to know how to pray more. Ricky, I hear you over there. What, can you get on? No, that's the same number, 562-319-6173. I'll cash app you.
Excuse me, family.
So we have to do what we're called to do, and I know it's we're called to pray. So tonight, I want to break open the prayer line. I want to open up the windows of heaven, asking God to intercede for us and to move for us on our prayer. That we really see results. I don't know about you, but I'm experiencing results. And when you experience results, my brother, this is something that God had in plan. I had a message for us tonight. We're gonna talk a little bit about that. We got some guests coming on, and we're gonna talk and we're gonna man up. But when we have to pray, we have to pray, we have to pray, we have to pray, and we have to learn to pray more. Now tonight, here's the story. Our family, Dewan Rashid Jr. and two of his other friends, were stabbed 17 times.
Seven times,
and my grandson face slashed and hit in the stomach. So from his
face was slashed
from ear to ear, basically. And it was just a handful of blacks. It was 40 Hispanics. And they were left to fight there for over an hour and a half before they were separated. To God be the glory, these young men survived, but they're injured. If you live in California, my brother, we're going to be putting out a flyer and a call to the governor's office to stop this unevenness, this unwillingness to stop violence in our city, in our state. Right next door. And we're asking everybody to sign this petition, this complaint that we're going to set with the department saying we will not allow this to continue. We're praying for Dewan. We're praying for his friends. We're praying for everybody that was injured that day. We pray right now, both sides, no lives were taken. And we pray it right now for a spirit of intercession of peace to flow through our neighborhoods. We need more brothers. I need more friends. I need more homies. I need more people to have my back, to hit these streets with me, to go into these dark places and show these young men light. So I pray that light be shined through this prayer. I pray that light be shined through her. I pray that light be shined through him. And I pray that light will circumvent all darkness. Oh, my God. That everyone will come to the knowledge and to the confession of Jesus Christ as Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. Let's just call him all that. But we pray for perfect healing over Dewan and his friend's body. We pray for a perfect surgery and plastic surgery to fix the scar. And we pray for justice. And we pray for our government and our police forces and every entity to stand up, to rise up, and do what's best for the next person. I pray that all bad be forgiven right now. I pray that that was intended to be wrong, that it be cursed down, but it be also lifted up in heaven as finished. I pray right now that peace reign in our cities, in our counties, in our states, in our nation, in our world in the mighty name of Jesus that carries power. I pray this in that name. And let the church in agreement say, amen.
Family, it's rough.
It's rough. It's rough out there. And not only, this is not only, I believe we have people here from Texas. I believe we have people here from Florida. I know we have people here from Wisconsin. I know we have people here from New York. I know we have people here from up in Seattle, Washington area. I know we have a lot of people in all areas. We got people here from Louisiana. We can all get on here right now, and the same story will reign that violence, that crime, and death is abundant in our land. The number one thing we can do to do better is pray. That's why I'm asking you to pray more, more, more. More. You know, the Bible says that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. No disregard, women, because I know when Christ came, you got the same right to the same right word, the same everything.
Yes, but it says that
the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, we must get back in position. We must take back over position. And we must do it eloquently that we hurt and harm no one, take away from no one that has already had to build their own, and don't disregard our women because they took our spots. When there's enough to go around that we can all share. But it's time for us men to stand up, rise up, and come back. And come back now. You know, I was going to talk about robbing God. That was the message tonight. Why do we continue to rob God?
Well, that may be the answer why we still see violence.
I had a brother, young man, can we man up? Friend of mine, neighbor of mine. He said, well, you're not still got an issue with God. And he went into, how can he let kids be molested and things like that? Regardless, you have to know people still have their opinions. But are we going to be so, are we going to have the ability, thank you, to be so truthful that people understand it had nothing to do with God,
but it had to do with the fall of man?
And that's the biggest thing I can say to him is that, you know what, when man fell, God had nothing to do with the curse of this land. And there's many things that happen.
But we need to be
better protectors as men. We need to watch out for our neighbors. We need to watch out for our kids running down the street and a car pulls up and approach them and we do nothing. We need to stand up and be more manly. And watch our neighborhoods. I know when I was a kid, they watched our neighbor. You couldn't do nothing in the neighborhood
during the daytime. Nighttime, you get away with it.
You can hit them blocks. But in the daytime, no. They already knew where I was. And they didn't
have beepers and pagers and
all that. They made one phone call. My daddy had a whistle that even the deacons around the neighborhood knew. And he hit it a certain tone. They know that it was something important. Come to the church. We took that same whistle to the hood, and when it got hot, we knew how. Men, we need to raise up, and we need to get stronger. Yeah, go keep dialing one. Come on in, dial one. We're about to open the lines. This is real talk. Nationwide, we need to be more manly, more protective, and more vocal. My son is on here tonight, Ricky Bradford. Not my biological. He still has a living biological father, but this is my son just because.
Heard a song in here.
He was in the concert, in the studio last night, and it was more like, man, whoa, wait a minute, hold on. That's kind of a activist song. I was excited. I called him and said, man, send it to me. Can we get it?
Because people need to hear the truth.
And we all need to be speaking the same thing. We all need to be rising up the same thing. And we all need to be willing to do the same thing. Dial one. If you didn't dial one, I'll throw you under the bus. I know a lot of you out here that I know your number. And it's going to be just like that. But let me bring in, Ricky is here, Too Crunk for Jesus. Y'all all know him, not his first time. He spent a lot of time here on the Now Network. Hold on, where'd he go? Good afternoon, good evening. Too Crunk, can you hear me?
Yo, glory.
How you doing, sir?
I'm blessing yourself, Pop. You all right?
Oh, man, I'm good. I can't complain a bit. You know the struggle. You know the push.
I see you put a good word out there in the atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
Got everybody good and ready out here.
Oh yeah, the lines are hitting right now, but that's why I wanted to bring you in, because I know you're out there fighting this thing. I know you're out there working to protect your family, number one, but I know you're also out there to protect your friend and your brother and your neighbor. And you are in that region of the hood. You know, you still operate out there as we know how we roll. But in your region, can you just attest, are you seeing the same thing? As a matter of fact, it's worse in Houston, y'all. Y'all better watch out. Them brothers in Houston don't care about nothing.
Yeah, like the tables are turned out here, man. Like growing up, you used to watch Colors. You used to watch Boys in the Hood. And like being from the hood, even then it was bad. But like when you're from there, it don't never look as bad from the inside looking out as it does from the outside looking in. They used to always be like, you from Copper Tree, or you over there in the bricks, and oh, you from Maker's Home, or you a North Side dude, or something like that, or you a Southwest dude. You know, they always try to judge your character off of where you from, because of things they heard. You know what I'm saying? It might not necessarily have nothing to do with you nor nobody else in your family. The hood you from represents you until you represent it in the right way. So I'm out here now, still in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I try hard to get my kids out of the hood, and God just put me in a better part of the hood. And don't necessarily be better, it just be bigger for my
kids. Yeah, more convenient to get around.
More convenient, closer to the freeway, something like that.
Right.
But it's still
right.
The hood. I moved from one of the worst where they were shooting every night to where my kids got to come out every time they come on the porch. They see somebody buying some crack from the killing part of the city to the dope part of the city, and they got them at a better school, and it got us in a better position. But still, our everyday living conditions is still bad. It's still the same, you know. And
I don't know if nobody caught that. I don't know if anybody caught that. That they went from hearing gunshots 24/7, and in the projects in Acres Home, believe me, is lit up. To move from 24 hours seeing dope being sold, so that's the better part of life. To move from the shooting to the that's the better. Come on, oh man, I don't think nobody caught that.
Yeah, but woo! Moving of it all, he got us covered. You know what I'm saying? And it got us covered all the way, because, like I said, for me to have a house full of teenage boys and to be in a struggling form, they can be intrigued to go out there and get the fast money that they see every day. They got people that supposed to be at school with them. They got people that go to school with them that be right across the street at the trap. They leave school early, or even if they come after school.
Right.
They over there selling crack, and they got money to buy the Jordans. They got money to buy the cars. They got money to buy whatever. Because they're getting the fast money. I mean, they also get to see them go to jail. They also get to see them get shot up. They also get to see them crash. But like I said, for me, just the money was enough to get me off the porch. My mama and my daddy supported me. We stayed in the hood, though. But I got to see people get overflow. Well, what I thought was overflow, you know what I'm saying? But it turned out when I go in their house, their mama ain't got nothing. Their daddy ain't got nothing. And that's why they act how they act, because they ain't never had nothing before. So me on the outside looking in, thinking that they got this car, or he got the new Jordans, and he get all the new Jordans. you get to know that person, get around them, you find out they just lonely and hurting, and they mama didn't come from nothing. So it's like,
man,
I'm just trying to keep let my kids see another side.
One thing I'm experiencing, especially in the Compton Watts Long Beach area, is that the kids act up because they don't know. When you're asking them questions that they don't have an answer, now they got to act up. Now they got to go hood. Now they got to be a distraction because they really don't know, and they want to know, but nobody's taking time to tell them. They want to give them a little piece instead of giving them the whole pie. That was one of the days I ministered to some people yesterday. That young man was on fire. He said, "Man, we got to get everybody a piece of the pie." I said, "No, we got to learn to get your own pie and show other people how to get their pie. That everybody can be successful and see a different side." Hey, it's rough out here. Kids are far behind because of closure of schools. Kids are way behind because of their inability to know. They know how to work a smartphone, but when they get on that computer, that comprehension does not link up the same way. And we got to do better as men. And so I'm glad you're on tonight. I know you got us a hit. They spinning. I got to listen to it for the first time today. We're going to play that in a little bit, but the lines are hot. I want to keep this discussion going. Don't hang up, Ricky. You are a part of it. But Prophet Dwayne, good evening, sir. This is Man Up, as you know. But we're talking about, man, what can we do? I know we need to pray more, but what can we do nationwide to really try to shout and to really be heard on how to save lives? Area code 470, last
40433.
Thought that was Prophet Dwayne. All right, what we going to do now is go to area code 310, last 43213. You are live on Man Up.
What's up?
The regulator.
Clarence, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Man Up to all you men who came on board. Man Up to the women, because in back of that, woe is a man. Great topic. Thank both of you for bringing a hot topic, a most important life-empowering, educational, and teaching topic to this show that you have, Pastor E. Thank you for bringing this show. But first and foremost, let's give thanks to Almighty God who has established everything that is good.
That's right.
There are many things for us to do, especially as black men. One of the things that I say for us as blacks, not just here in America, but around the world, the reason we have such a difficult time acclimating to the American way, I don't do the American dream. You have to be sleep to dream. When I was a kid, they talked about the American way. There's a way to do things. The reason we have a difficult time establishing and acclimating ourselves to this system is that the Latinos, they have established themselves, the Asians, the Italians, and we can go on and on. Everybody has established themselves because their umbilical cord is attached to their root. We're not attached to our root. Everything we learn, America has taught us. So when we look around outside and even in some of our own homes, these are the attributes, the characteristics, and personalities that America has taught us. So we need to attach ourselves to our own. We have our own scholars. We have our own ancestors. And once we start reading their story, their knowledge, we can compare to what we have learned, and we can decipher the truth from the lie. The African proverb about the hunter is, long as the hunter tells a story, he is always going to be glorified. But we don't go and see and listen and hear what the lion has to say. The lion has a different story, which is us. We have a different story because of the oppression, discrimination, the profiling, the rape, the robberies, the lynching, and it goes on and on. We've been infested with every evil disease that the European has brought to America. We're criminalized. We hate. with drug infested. We have Carter G. Woodson written a book, The Miseducation of the Negro. Well, I added a word to that. It's the misguided education. Our education for some of us has been misguided, so we have all this out in the streets. Pastor, you're a veteran. I'm a veteran. And Brother Ricky, I don't know if you're a veteran or not, but praise be to God Almighty. And when we look at the armed forces, and I like to use that analogy and compare it to our gangs with the Crips, the Bloods, and even the Latino gangs. When we look at the armed forces, which protects the United States, and then we look at our gangs, which supposed to protect our neighborhoods, we look at a big difference, because when we look at the armed forces, they have many principles that they have to follow: discipline, respect, rank, order, training, all that. We don't have that in our communities. So when we look at when our gangs first started out, yeah, they were supposed to protect the communities, but America has dipped its hand into the way we think and operate out here in these streets. And so we have become criminalized
violent. I tell you, it's ironic that you even said that, because a friend of mine, we were talking the other day, and he ain't no church boy. My boy Rock, I think you know Rock, Philip Lester. He said, Pastor, that's why I connected with you. He said, because one thing I do know about the church back in the day, church is where you could go feel safe at. Church where you could go, and it wasn't about somebody preaching to you, but it was a place you could feel safe at. It was somewhere that you get educated at. It was somewhere that babysitted at. It was, you know, and because of the separation of church and school, church and state, and I'm not talking about any denomination. Y'all already know me. I believe what I believe. I don't knock anybody else's, but I'm just saying the connection with our neighborhoods was built around the church, and that was the first destruction, was to take away the men from the church and then separate the church. And as I said, this isn't religional, this is a structural. Then you brought up the military. Well, of course, the military is structured on following orders. That's it. I mean, you whether it's, and Ricky is a veteran. He's a veteran. He ain't from the Marine Corps. No, he's an Army veteran. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I know you're a veteran. There's many veterans out there. But I know Brock Boxes. I'm about to bring him on here as a veteran. The thing about the military is that when you sign that paper, you follow orders or you got kicked out. And that was it. It was no left, right, or any kind of situation. So I love how you hit on that. And you guys, look, this man of God has a book, Regulate the Man. I mean, it's dynamic. I read it 3 or 4 times. I'm sitting here looking at it right now. We want him to share definitely how that book can be purchased on Amazon and any links like that. Everybody else out here too. And that goes for anybody that dials one and gets on here. If you have something going that can help us with resources, help us with information, help us with knowledge, please share. This is an open line. This is an open network for not just the Now Network to get promotion, but for you to get promotion too. So we need to share more as men, and that's what this platform is about. Let's share. Don't hold it in. Don't say that's just for my crowd. No, And we are nationwide, well, really worldwide, but we really focus on the nation. Let's share what we have for the nation. So as we go forward, Clarence, we'll talk more about how to get that information out there and go from there. Ricky, I think I heard you about to say something.
No, I was just telling you not too much on the Army boys, you know what I'm saying? I got my my oldest son is getting ready to go to the military. He graduates on next week. He going to the military the first week of March. So
really?
He wanted to go Navy. Yeah, my son Andre, man, it's been a long run for him. He wanted to give up on school 2 or 3 times. He's 19 years old. And this year he came back to me and was like, Daddy, I'm ready. And he put his foot down. and the school worked with him, and they let him be a winter graduate so he could still graduate in his class of 2021.
Man, hallelujah.
He didn't have to graduate in 2022, even though he was a year behind, I mean, well, a couple months behind, and it was turning 2022 by him being a winter graduate. His diploma still says 2021, so he's very excited about that.
Man, that's a blessing.
And, his grandfather, his grandmother, and his dad, his grandmother and grandfather passed away a couple of years back, so he wanted to go just in honor of them, just to show, like, hey, I'm going to go and do the right thing. I know this is what they will want me to do. I don't know if it will be the military, but I don't see myself doing nothing else right now, so I'm going to go give it my all. So he got 3 years of ROTC on his belt. He going in with a little rank, so he ain't got to add no mosquito wings and or just nothing on there.
That's right. That's right.
He going in with motivation because he had been torn down.
Yes, yes,
He joined the Bloods. He did a bunch of stuff when he went to Killeen, Texas with his mom. And like I said, we had to break him out of all that stuff, man, and get him focused because when he come around here, his peers is actually from the hood. And they ain't in no gang. His peers actually grew up around gang bangers, shooters, and killing and dope, and they don't act like that. And he wasn't raised like that, but he was drawn to it. So it was
right.
Just a hard fight to get him on track. And glory be to God, he had, man, a great year. His last 9 weeks, he got the honor roll. This is the first time he had a report card without F's on it, at least one F, since he was in kindergarten. So he left on a high note, and that's kind of, that's a blessing indeed, man. Like I say, he came in low. He was diagnosed with Ehlers disease, dyslexia, all that stuff. The odds were stacked against him. He didn't have a daddy in his life, but like I say, man, you can make it through anything. And that's why I say now he's a walking testimony. And he hear me testify all the time about different things I went through in life and how God brought me through. So now he got his own testimony that he can tell. And he might not be a pastor, but it's going to be times, whether it be in basic training or it might be 10 years from now, he just telling a fellow soldier about what he went through to help him go through.
That's right, yeah.
Something, man. But at first, he was just, he didn't have nothing. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the end, God always gets the victory, man. He always, what he got for you is for you. You can't pace your life off nobody else. And that's kind of what my son was doing, looking at his peers, looking at his brothers and sisters, and pacing life off of that. He wasn't doing good. But once he got it in his mind, got it in his heart, that God got something for him, and it wasn't what he had for somebody else. He started moving in his purpose, like you say, Pop, and once he started moving in his purpose, God was able to open up and move in his life.
Right. And you guys just don't know the story of Ricky Bradford Jr. He's a great father, and all his kids are blossoming. They are all coming to their own form. And you would not imagine how much talent and how much athleticism is in the family. You just guys got to know Ricky. Two Crunk for Jesus. Follow him. TwoCrunkForJesus.com, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
TwoCrunkForJesus.com.
I-I-C-R-U-N-K, the number 4, Jesus. On anything you want to put it in, from YouTube to Google or whatever, just type it in Google. And just let your fingers do the walking, man. It's been a long 15 years, and it's been some ups and downs, but we've been able to do some amazing things in the Jesus Boys Movement Ministry. My father, Pastor E. Hamilton, he's been a part of about 60% of it, and he's staying in a whole other state. So that's how tight this ministry is, and that's how widespread of dominion that God has gave us. Over this 15-year period, we able to reach from California to Texas to Atlanta, all the way to New Jersey and New York on a consistent basis. And it's just all, we give all the glory to God, man, because people need to hear these testimonies. People need to hear the real. And that's why the Word of God said we a body. Call myself the big toe in Christ. You know, yeah. Somewhere around in the bottle. But you try to walk around without your big toe on your foot, it throw your equilibrium off, you know what I'm saying? Everybody is effective and everybody is needed. So if I got to be the big toe in Christ, I want to be the best, most stiff, supportive big toe that I can be. And that's what we on right now, Pop.
Real talk. We're going to take a 1-minute intercession. I want to play this song. this song was written in 30,
was recorded in an hour,
and was in my MP3 riding to Dallas in less than an hour. Check this out. Stage for Jesus.
Yeah. Do anything in Jesus' name.
Seen a lot.
Let's get ready. You come up next.
We've been doing a lot, Pastor.
Prophet.
Jesus.
The flood, the rain, the pain. I can go through anything. The thunder roll, felt the waves flash, God was in control. I lost everything, everything except my faith. Saw some scary things, how they figure I'm gon' wait. Say, where my kids at? Baby didn't answer, new steady line. Lord, I need a truthful answer. She cause she on Facebook, said they bout to blow the levy. Boogie got his boat took, while he out there helping Freddy. It's a cold world, and everybody beefing. The Christian hate the Muslim. Pastor shot the deacon, but even through the storm, man, I'm telling you, it's your season. In Greensport, they shot in the air cause they thought y'all was leaving. But we lying, say they robbing. So folk cut out the hill, man, that's why we gotta learn to go and help our own self. And I can't put faith in man cause he got a lot of wealth. Just know that God is walking with me every single step. Man, I gotta help my brother cause I know that's what's right. And give my time to serve you cause I'm gonna be the light. Just keep my mind on Jesus and focus on that flight. Faith of a mustard seed and everything alright. Come on. The flood, the rain, the pain. I can go through anything.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
One of my favorite songs. Oh, God did such a great work. We're back. Manned up here on the Now Network. I want to bring in some more of our brothers to get in this conversation. And we're talking about violence. We're talking about all the things that are happening in our country, but we're also talking about how we can, as men, stand up together nationally. If you hear a brother on this broadcast tonight, I do not want you to leave here without getting his information. You guys like each other on Facebook. You guys like each other on Instagram. Follow, share. Let's help each other grow. Let's also help each other be known as men that are manning up. Rock Box. Micah Netherly, come on in to the conversation. What's up, bro?
Hey, how y'all doing? What's up, brothers? How y'all doing? It's kind of to be on here. Hey,
man,
before
we good.
I start up and I didn't join the conversation, I found a scripture for us. Real
do
quick.
That.
It's Matthew 18, verse 19. It's a confirmation because you were talking about prayer earlier on the introduction when you first started off.
Come on now, come on.
The confirmation through the scriptures before we even finish the discussion. But it says, I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth
will be bound in heaven.
Will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you the truth. If two of you on earth agree. No, yeah, okay, hold on, let me do it again. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am.
I am in the midst.
Yeah, so I just wanted to let y'all, I just wanted to give a confirmation on everybody that's on here today.
Man, come on, add that word. You already know. You know me. You know me. Put that word on in there, bro. Shoot, come on. Shower that word in it. We is
all good.
Man up.
yeah. So, that's a confirmation. We pray together. We can get a whole bunch of stuff done. I think it, because if you think about it, through the stuff we've been through the years, even with the civil rights movement and everything, the difference between then and now is that back then we was, everybody was prayerful. Everybody prayed to get out of our situations too. We fought too. Don't get us wrong. We fought with it too, but it took a lot of us to get in prayer and agreement to get it done. And I think that's what we need to do today too, is get back in prayer with everybody need to get back in prayer again.
Yes,
the emphasis on it. And like I say, if two or more agree on anything, it would be done by my Father in heaven. So we agree on stopping the violence in our communities. If we agree on stopping the violence in the states and you know, and overseas and everything else, it will be done by
it
our
will.
Father in heaven.
Yes.
It will be done, you know. So that's
and
what
we
I
can
want
to and, say. Then we have something to fight the battle with. You know, I have so many different conversations, Rock, throughout the day about this, about that, about the vaccine, about the shot, about the test, about, well, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. But when you know the word, you have to see the word coming to fruition to know that you need to be more about the word. You need to be more about activating the word and praying the word. See, if you read that chapter in the beginning of 18, is one you hit something that's one of my favorite chapters in my readings. But
yes, gotcha.
In that point, the disciples asked Jesus, "Well, who's gonna be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He looked at him. He said, he called a little child. He said, "Come here, boy. Come here. Come sit over here in the midst of us." He said, unless you humble yourself as this little child, you'll never get in." See, most of us are thinking about positions and thinking about titles, and instead of the humility to know that as little children who are submissive, who are rambunctious, who would they call us bad, but children know how to get along and children know how to play. Remember, we were talking earlier about playing in the playground. In the playground,
right,
you play, you fight, but you right back playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where men get a problem is that if you lost in the sandbox, you didn't want to come back no more because of pride and because of you come back and battle again to win. In the playground where everybody submitted and humbled, that we can just get in the kingdom of heaven and use the kingdom of heaven now. Now, I bring that up because I've been preaching this for about a month, is that in the beginning in the Bible, it says that God created the heavens and the earth. But most people think that God is condemned or controlled in heaven. Why would he have to create it? Heavens and the heavens and the earth were created together to serve each other. Because Jesus, when he came, he told us that if you really want to pray, and the disciples asked him, "Teach us how to pray." He says, "Pray to our Father who are in heaven." Because you can connect with God in heaven, but don't limit God that's his home, because God is so great. But we got to learn to pray and bring heaven down to earth now. See, heaven is perfect, but through prayer we can bring it down. See, Rockbox is a member of our church, so he encouraged me to almost preach a sermon. I'm going to go back up and get back in man up mode and just say, man, look how important it is that word is needed.
Right.
And it's needed in him. See how he brought it? It brought it out of me. It's needed in you to bring it out of others. And if we pray more, if we got this word more, I believe we can really see some things change, because I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen change. I've seen the result of my prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We need to see more of it.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Prophet Dwayne, come on in the conversation. Don't be shy.
Amen. God bless everybody.
Oh, you got yourself on mute, huh?
Am I muted?
No, you were. Didn't you try earlier? I was trying to get you in.
Yeah, I did try earlier, but I wasn't muted. I believe I got a phone call from dispatch, but nevertheless.
Okay. Well, man up, brother. Come on in.
Good evening, men of God that are on here, and those who are not in the fold as of yet. We're praying that you get here. Glory be to God. There's so many things that I want to say. You know, being from Chicago, which is another violent city, whereas, you know, things are happening all over the world, like you said, not just in L.A., but Chicago, especially Memphis, Tennessee. We need to pray for Memphis, Tennessee like no other.
Yes.
God Almighty. It is going down there. But it's so much going on in the land, and it's like the man of God has said, that I heard him say about his son going to the Navy. You know, I thank God for my two nephews. One is in the Navy and one is in the Air Force. And so we're just thankful that they were able to grab hold of the teachings that has been taught or passed down, at least to them. You said something on here about you had a conversation with a gentleman, and he said, well, man, if God is so great, why is all of this stuff that's happening in the world? Well, man, I really want to talk about that right here, because you hear so many conversations about this. Well, if God is, you know, this and God is, well, let me just explain something. It's not God's fault that these things are happening, because God gave man a will. And it's your will that you do these things. It's a will that we operate outside of the ordinance of God. If God was a controlling God, there would be a dictatorship. This would be a dictatorship to serve him. You would be like over there where Hussein, what's that guy name who they killed him, the army killed him. But Saddam, dictatorship. Yeah, you would be in dictatorship where you would be forced to serve him. And thank God that he gives us, every one of us, a will. Your own very white will. So that means that if evil is done, it's because of the will of man. It ain't got nothing to do with God. Doesn't have anything to do with God. And you got to realize something, that when Satan was brought here or sent here to this earth, he became the ruler of this earth. But if you read the Bible in the book of Luke, the 10th chapter, Jesus had told the disciples, he said, look, behold, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. And there comes the prayer. That's where now prayer comes into effect. That if we stand together and begin to pray against every principality, every demonized individual, guess what? We can overcome evil with the good things of God. So it ain't God's fault that somebody got raped. It ain't God's fault that somebody got molested or killed. It ain't his fault. It's the will of man. Who's over the will of man if we allow him to? And that is the principalities of the air.
That's right. That's right.
I was listening to this one young lady who said she took an individual. I guess she pretty much was like almost selling her body, if you will. And then all of a sudden, this guy followed her. Well, she found out that he was a snitch. And she is called the most coldest individual in the land. So what did she do? She took this dude to her house, tied him up, killed him. I mean, purposely killed him. So when she came before to get sentenced, and they didn't sentence her to death, they gave her life without parole. And she said these words, and I quote, she said, I should have gotten death because of the heinous act that I did. I did not care what I did to the man, not at all. And I don't care what y'all do to me. Thankful that y'all have given me life, because now I get to spend life with my sisters. Well, what got into her? It was a spirit. See, we disenfranchise spiritual things that happen here on the earth. This is a spiritual warfare that we are up against. Now, either we're going to buckle up, suit up, and get into the fight, or we're going to continue to keep complaining about what Brother Joe is doing or Sister Betty is doing. No, this is an individual fight. Amen. But we can collectively come together because the Bible says one will send 1,000 to flight and two will send 10,000 to flight. That means we got to come together despite our nationality, despite our religious background, and because it's about the kingdom.
And we need numbers.
And we do. We need numbers. We need us to join together. I need to continue to keep joining together with California here in Atlanta. I need to continue to join with those who are in Texas because it takes all of us to come together collectively with no big I's and no little U's. Amen. And we're not talking about
Jesus.
Brother, your gift or your title. No, move the titles out the way because we are in a fight for our lives. We're fighting for our children. We're fighting for our marriages. We're fighting for our home, our neighborhood, everything. And it don't have nothing to do with your doggone title. Leave it at the doorstep.
That's right.
And, you know, now when I was in the gang, Black Gangster Disciples out of, you know, we blue, black and blue, amen. But when we were in the gang, guess what? We came together collectively. But see, I'm talking about my past.
Did y'all see that?
You know what I'm saying? Amen to the past. Now, I threw down the flags and picked up Jesus Christ. Hey, man, E, I ain't messing with you, Pastor E. I ain't messing with you, brother.
You put that in there so smooth. Look, you put that in there so smooth. I had to say something.
Amen, right?
Amen. With that black and blue, amen.
I'm saying this right here. We got to come together. It doesn't make a difference of what your stature is. What makes a difference is how strong is your prayer life?
Come on. See, now you're getting there. Ain't your set. It ain't your set. Where is your closet?
Come on, brother. Let me check your knees out to see how bad your knees look like because you've been on your knees praying.
Mm-hmm. Bro, that's a show all in itself. Do you know that 85% of the Christians do not get on their knees to pray?
Come on, Pastor. You already know.
I pray. Look. Somebody told me the other day. Say I pray without ceasing. I said, then you on your knees all the time. We have to get so many lessons, us men. This is just the breaking. This is only our second broadcast back, and I'm just elated that I got so many brothers is interacting that we got to go higher. Because you know how many issues, and let's not get Prophet started on that because he got a whole teaching on issues. Do you know how many issues that we really are dealing with, and we thought it was just us, but it's really you, me. I may be on the west, you on the east. We going through the same stuff, and we need each other to be able to win this race and to show the next man. Now, I look at it like this, and I'm going to let you guys come in after I say this. I really look at it like this because at 59, and I'm only 2 months away from it so I can claim it now. At 59, I've probably done everything I'm going to do in life. Yes, I'm still going to become a hard worker. I'm still going to be on point. Pastor's not going to change, but as me being president, wipe that away. Me being certain things, wipe that away. But there are so many young people that are being overlooked. And yes, I work on me, but I'm starting to see that it's more about the younger people that got an opportunity to go to the Navy that can see their father. You guys got to follow Ricky Bradford, Two Crunk with Jesus, and watch how these – I don't even want to put the numbers out there because I can tell you how many kids I have. But he got as many as me, but he has raised them all. And some that's not even his. And they all have grown into young adults to be responsible. Prophet Dwayne, all of us, Rockbox, Michael Nether is raising a son today. He came to my church and asked me a constant question. I need to change. That came from his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And us men need to be more boisterous, but we need to be more together.
Right.
Real talk. We are in such agreement tonight. We need to shout more about agreement. We need to shout more about talking the same thing. Because I know one thing, remember in your household, you thought you'd go to your mother and say, well, if this is in my house, let me speak about my household. I thought I could go to my mama and say one thing and then go back to my daddy. They were so tight, I could never get away. That's how brothers need to be, is that you can't come to me about Too Crunk. You can't come to me about Clarence. You can't come to me about nobody. Because the first thing I'm going to say is, well, before you say anything about them, get that man in the room so he can hear what your accusations is, and then we can now go from there. Oh, you messy. Don't start that. See, that's what we have to stand up and say, we are messy. Because we want the truth, and we want to survive. And we want our younger people to survive, our young men to survive. And I'm telling you, it's hard out here in the roots of the hood. We are launching an entrepreneurial training program that got everybody excited, adults, kids, but it's about the kids. How can we teach them to become owners? How can we teach them to be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, unless we give them the tools, the complete tools to do the thing? How many are willing to join with me?
And we got by example as well.
See, there you
go.
It
goes hand in hand with what you're saying. We, as men, we got to just, it's a blessing to have everybody on the line tonight, fellowshipping on one accord. But it needs to be some consistency in that, and it needs to be put out there so the young men, the younger generation that we're trying to reach can have something to stand on, because the enemy got plenty for them to stand on. They watching the gangs come together and be successful in whatever the heck they're trying to do. They watching the little cliques come together and do organized crime, put together a bank robbery. But they ain't seeing church people come together. They ain't seeing man of God to come together. They ain't seeing the right side of Christ's side. And it's up to us, if we are the right side, stop keeping it to ourselves, stop being so selfish with it, stop being so, oh, well, so long as I'm good, and as long as my little section good, they good. No, bro, God got so much more for you to get out there to them people to help. You know what I'm saying? And if it takes something like us fellowshipping, what we're doing right now, you never know who listening or what us even just coming together in person even and doing something like this might be the beginning of something that y'all don't even much know. But regardless, together, we can do way more than we can do separate. And our individual testimonies and our individual walks can only take us so far. But when we walking together like the disciples was walking with Jesus and people can actually see it, you ain't got to say too much of nothing. They're going to come talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk. That's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can all start talking.
And we can all be heard. And that's the biggest thing. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I think that's a good
That's the
one
biggest
right there.
Thing.
I think that's good.
Is to be heard. Most men are sitting out there, you know, like we relaunching Hot Topics. And Hot Topics, I got to bring this up tonight because I need all y'all to be a part of it. But the Hot Topics is when we join up with the women on Women Speak Now and ask questions. The questions nobody want to really be real about. Y'all remember this show from about 2 years ago. We kept it so real, me and Minister Michelle, but it was helping because marriages were being healed. Friendships were being healed. Because we were willing to ask questions and be heard. This network, if you don't know it, let me let you know now, it's for you to be heard. I am not looking for somewhere to preach. I preach all the time. If you know me, you know I'm a preachaholic. I preach, I teach, I do whatever it is. You already know that about me. I am not looking for a platform to preach on Man Up. I'm not looking for a platform to preach on Let's Talk Jesus or any other broadcast, but I want this to be available to us that you can be heard. How can I know what you're going through and what you need help with if you're not being heard? I know when somebody told you, shut up. I know somebody told you, sit down, boy. I know somebody told you that this grown folks. No, we opening up the door on Man Up. That whatever age you are, young man, you can be heard. How old, how young. Dial one. Say, I want to talk. So we can know with each other. How can I help you if I don't know? And believe me, my ultimate goal is to help you. Not be like me. But I know somebody that if you get like him, then you say, now I know why your life is the way it is. Presidential Lifetime Achievement Awards, Congressional Lifetime Achievement Awards, back to back in both Democratic terms of Barack Obama and Joe Biden. That's God.
Mm-hmm.
Am I willing to? I didn't deserve it, man. I've been to prison 3 times. I got gun charges, dope charges, prostitutes, you name it, I got a charge. But let them run a check on me now. And say, that's Pastor E. I ride in the peace with the police. They don't run background checks on me. But I deserve it, though. But God. And he'll do the same for you.
Right.
When you do the same for him.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He use a donkey, man. If you willing, he'll use you. You know what I'm saying? Don't sit there and wallow in your stuff, man. You just pick up your cross and walk, and you'll see what kind of superpowers you got once you just start walking and put that faith in place. And like I said, it's easier said than done, but when you start doing it, man, it's a powerful thing, man.
Man.
Just walking in your purpose and watching God move in your life, empowering you to empower others. It's a great thing, man, and that's what us as men of God was put here for. Man of God over there telling his age over there too, talking about Black Gangster Disciples. You put that black in front of him, we know you came through in the 70s.
OG.
I'm 44, and it was just Gangster Disciples for me. So you got to be. They took the black off of it when I came through.
Now, see, that's how manning up is all about. James Hudson, come on in, get in the discussion. I see you finally went ahead and hit one.
Well, the discussion was getting so good, man. I said I was going to sit here and just keep working on this exercise bike, but, boy, I tell you, brother, hitting it out of the park tonight.
Oh, it's hot. It's hot.
Yeah. And I heard one of those brothers say, you know, some of us have the audacity to blame God with all this sin we got going on in this world. But that Bible has an answer to every question. When they say, well, why is this happening? Why is that happening? And God comes right back and say, if my people, the what? Who call my name, if they would do what? Seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Then they would heal from heaven, and I shall heal their land. The problem is we don't want to turn from our wicked ways, and then we want to blame God. Just look at what you see happening on TV, all the fakes and the pornography and the homosexuality, and we ain't running to God. You know, we're running from it. And then we want to know why our land, why is all this stuff happening? Where is all this stuff going from? What's really going on? I mean, train up a child. How are you going to train them up in a society that we coming up in now with all this shooting and killing and, oh, my God, it is just so, oh, my God. But iron sharpens iron. I also heard that brother say, don't take but one or two of us. He said, well, that's just one or two of y'all. If you get on the same accord, you could do some miraculous thing. And then at the end here, I heard the brother say, look, you got to be comfortable when you say to God, if the Lord wants somebody, here am I, send me. You better be careful when you say that, because he was.
Yeah, you better watch. Oh, now y'all talking about my lifestyle. Now be like, you better watch what you ask for and put yourself in.
You better watch it. But as he also said, bro, just said, but once you start walking in that purpose, when God says, hey, follow me or I will be with you, and you start seeing the power of God manifesting in your own life, like when you got the enemy all around you, you already know the situation I find myself in, going against the police and all these other folks. But when you walk in your purpose, that, you know, no, you don't fear nobody. You don't fear nothing. It ain't because you're so bold. That it's just because you know God says, I will be with you. And that's whether you here, whether you gone. No, so, man, it's just no better feeling than to hear the Spirit of God saying, I'm with you. I don't care what's happening. When the Spirit of God says, I am with you, I don't care what the next person, if they don't understand it, why are you walking? They think, and he said, you are never alone when I'm walking with you. You might look like you in this battle alone, but when I say I'm with you, you ain't by yourself, buddy. I done proved that all throughout the Bible. I can make some things happen just through you. I'll make a rock crowd. If you won't do it, I get a rock to do the job. You know what I'm saying? And it may get to that point. Because I'm telling you, man, when you walking and talking with the God and you know that spirit for yourself, when the Spirit of God is talking to you, oh, man, there ain't nothing like it. I said, I can't explain it. I said, you'd be like shouting, John, look, I want to tell, but I don't know what, I don't even know how to explain it to you. Because it's you. And I wish every person could have that experience with God. I really and truly I wish that every person could just have that conversation with the Spirit of God. But you got to stop long enough to have it. That's the deal. You know, we got to be serious enough to want to have that Spirit. Because if you walk through that door, he said, you just knocking the door will open. Boy, if you walk through that door, he will show you some stuff that's better than any drug you ever had, better than any sex you ever had. He will show you some stuff, man. I am here to, man, I'm telling you, he'll have you.
Come on, testify, bro. Testify, that's real.
Yeah, man. But that's all I want to say, man. You brothers were really knocking it out of the park, man. And I'm glad to see that you got other brothers that understand the struggle, man. And we just got to stay unmovable, man. We got to stay planted. Like that tree planted by the rivers of the water. I shall not be moved. All hell can be breaking loose, and God will say, peace be still in your life. And that's where I want to be, man. I just want to be there where I don't care what's going on. As long as I know he's holding my hand, that's all I need. If the family ain't there, if the friends ain't
real
there,
talk.
As long as I know the Spirit of God, that's all we need. So you brothers,
children gone. Look, children doing them. They went off. Look, as long as I know I got Jesus.
Yeah.
I know one thing. Everything going to be all right for everybody because I'm going to hold on for them.
Yeah, that's right. And that's
real
where that
talk.
Favor comes at, man.
Real talk. Man, James, I love you, bro. We're going to be having James as a special guest. We want you as a special guest that we can bring you on Man Up the Movement and hear directly from you what you have going on. James, anything direct? I know you're working out. Before you hang up, you got anything going on? Any screenplays, any shows going on you want to promote before we mute you off?
Yeah, well, you know, this is the first of the year. Usually we get ready to do our children's production that comes up in April or May. So that's one of the things I'm going to be doing now, gifted and talented kids. We're going to be rounding those guys up. We're going to be doing another production with that. And then, of course, in July is when I'm going to be coming out with one of my big anniversary plays. So I'm going to keep you posted on that, man.
I'm in that. Cast me now.
Yeah.
Cast me now, bro. I'm going to get my ticket now.
Yeah.
If I got to drive, whatever.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen.
Cast me too, man, because I was in one of the first plays about 15 years ago, man. I need to come back.
That ain't too crunk. Too crunk.
That's too crunk. Yeah, that's too crunk.
That's too crunk.
Oh, man.
Too crunk.
Well,
he said cast him too.
Say you want him. He cast them too. He can bring all them talented kids he got because he got a whole
man. All them kids. Look.
Five.
Look, he got the Jack and 10, bro. I didn't want to say it, but he got the Jack and 10.
He got the Jack and 10 over there, man.
He got singers. He got them all, bro. He got them all, man.
You don't have to tell me, man. I saw him sitting in the church one day all down in one line. I said, boy, you got your work cut out for you, boy.
And he did a good job.
Hey, man. Boy, that's what I'm saying, man. You got to give him his props. When he can put them all in line, he can all sit there in the bench and don't get up.
I'm Joe Jackson, dog.
He's from Houston. He still know how to use a belt.
Hey, man.
Get it down south. That belt still come out.
Hey, Pastor.
They might not appreciate it, but they're going to appreciate it. Trust me, in the long run,
they will.
They're going to really appreciate it, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Prophet Dwayne,
all
come
right,
on
man,
in. Bless you, James.
I
wanted to read this real quick. The Bible says in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 27th verse, and I'm going to read it just so the job men, you know, just catch this and, you know, follow with me. It says, "Oh, Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? Oh, Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights?" I want y'all just follow me. Hey, I was, because my dispatch is calling me. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Mm-hmm. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall into exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. He will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. That's Isaiah, the 40th chapter, 27th chapter, verse, all the way down to the 31st verse. I read that because, man, we're in a time where, if I can say it in this manner, it's time for us to tag one another in. If anybody has ever watched wrestling, which I'm pretty sure many of us have, and
all
you
of
see
us.
That individual is getting beat up by the opponent. He's reaching to get tagged out, and then tag his other individual in because of the forces that have come up against him. But now he got somebody as fresh, been sitting on the sideline waiting to jump in. And it's time for us now to tag one another in. Pastor E is having this awesome forum with all of us men. You know, hey, now guess what? Pastor E is tagging each and every one of us in. It's time for you to come on in, brother.
Tag.
Hey, brother, I'm
you're
tagging
it.
You in. You know, come on, bro. You already know
tag.
What I'm doing,
you're
right?
It.
And so, you know, we're tagging each other in because all of us bring something to the forum. Now, what I really want to say is this. It's what you do when you leave the forum that counts. We could talk
right.
all day. We could talk every day. We could talk about all the good ideals that we want to do in our cities. But if we don't put work to it, guess what? It ain't nothing. We ain't doing nothing but talking.
Right.
It's,
well, it's enough.
It's
enough talking.
You know, like
it's time to work.
Time to work. Pastor E is doing something. You know, he ain't just talking about it. He's doing it. And it's time for us to now, you know, my parents used to say back in the old days, it's time to put up or shut up. You know.
That's right.
It's time. We didn't seen through all of the great men before us, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, all of these great people who were before us. They didn't just talk about it. They did something about it. Now, where are the leaders at now? The new age leaders. Where are they at now?
Yeah.
With the next generation.
They're right here on the line. They're right here on the line.
Right.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people in the millennium age group. Man, if we don't reach back, like one of the other brothers said, if we don't reach back, brother, guess what? We're going to have a lost generation. But the devil is a liar. The devil wants us to continue to keep being divided. That's what Willie Lynch did, and back in the slavery days, he said he somehow in his deceptive mind, he said, what I can do is create division amongst the black people is to keep them at one another's edge, just to keep
that's right.
them going at one another. He said, okay, slave masters, this is what you do. The light-skinned ones, move them into the house. It's going to create division. The mild skin tone ones, hey, you keep them doing certain things, but the black ones, you keep them way out in the field, and
in the sun.
It's created division.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the sun. Yeah, in the sun, bro. Look. It's always about division. Even this pandemic.
That's what it's about.
Has divided churches.
Mm-hmm.
Churches that at the beginning of this pandemic, we all stood up and said, this is of the devil. This is the take, man, as soon as they rolled out that money. Them churches didn't say that no more. They now testing sites. They now taking up all the, they getting all the money. They getting $8,000 to $10,000 a month just to have the testing site in there. Now you ask me, how do I know that? Because I've been offered it. They was willing to give me $150,000 up front just to promote it. I turned that down, but I know what they offered. And it divided the churches because we were standing on one accord in the beginning, and as soon as money popped up, now we was on different accords. Come on. It's division.
Yeah.
It's tearing us down. They're making us be on the other side of the tracks when we should be together. That's what Man Up got to get. We got to be loud. See, everybody on here tonight, and you guys have done great. I'm so elated that everybody showed up. But we ain't enough. We had 48 live callers. We got a lot of online callers that I don't want to talk. I'm just going to listen. But you need to dial the number and get on the call. If it's a penny a minute, this call has been 90 minutes. I will send you $1, $2, $3, whatever. I cash app you, bro, if that's what it's going to take for you to be on here. No, you say, oh, Pastor, you're rich. No, I ain't, but I can afford $3 at least 5 or 10 ways that we all got an opportunity to get on here and speak and be heard and to be on one accord. So when I say left, you say left, he say left, we all say left, then now we start to see some unity and some oneness. We got to come back together in this thing. We are in a position of destruction. Please read 2 Timothy. Please.
The fourth chapter.
Chapter 3.
The fourth chapter.
And the fourth. Please read.
Hey, Pastor E.
Yes.
This is Clarence again. I like to piggyback on that Willie Lynch, because it's very important that we all not just read that letter. We all need to study that letter, because we have to understand during that time in 1712, our ancestors who were enslaved, they were escaping, they were burning crop, they were being hung up on trees at a miraculous state. So they heard about this guy, Willie Lynch, how he got his slaves to become obedient. He was down in those islands down there, the West Indies. And so they sent for him. And so when you read this letter as a Christian, you have to understand that this is a Christian curse, because those people who cast that spell with Willie Lynch, they were Christians. This is a spiritual mind-setting spell. And so what he did, he said that Egypt and another country would be envious of me how he got his slaves to become obedient. He said he see the differences in them. And he used fear, distrust, and envy. And he used also other spiritual differences such as age, such as color, such as the strength of the person. And he described how to break the black male. He described how to break the black female. Mm-hmm. He took the biggest, strongest male out there, straw and feather him, set him on fire, tied his arms to horses, and split him in half to put the fear of God.
And pulled him in half. But check this out. Didn't that sound like the same thing that's going on right now?
Oh, absolutely. And
this is
really,
they got smart. They reread that letter. And they said, look, let's divide these people. We see they're getting close. We see they're getting tight, because after the crack realm, a lot of us they thought wasn't going to make it, made it.
Yeah.
Can I say this?
Without a life sentence.
Now, it's also what my brother's saying. Look at in the ministry. You know, we got division in denominations.
Man, who, what? I'm a believer. I'm not a Christian, really. I'm a believer.
Man, come on, bro. You already know.
I don't believe in denomination, bro. I believe in unity. I believe in one spirit, and I believe in one God. But I know my God has entities of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Your God may be single, double, whatever. Look, I don't care. What I care about is that even if we could communicate and care about one another, I need to break the boundaries of religion. I need to break the boundaries of denomination. And this brotherhood that's growing here on Man Up won't be able to be stumped, won't be able to be shut down, won't be able to be put out, because the fire that's being lit here now is about the fire of truth that we must survive together. Now, I'm a mutt, y'all. Y'all, you know it. I got a little bit of everything in me, so I can't be sided one way or another. I care about everybody. I believe we all can make it. But I believe the only way that we can all make it is that we got to start at home. Let me be very, very clear about that. We must start at home. Get home together, and then we can reunite. Now we can reconnect. Now we can go out. But let's get home together first. Now, we're really, I'm going to make this a two-hour broadcast because we're already at an hour and a half, and I can tell we could probably go longer. But what we're going to do now is those that have already put your hand in the air, you've already spoken the broadcast, I'm going to give you a minute for a closing remark. You can use that to promote your ministry, promote your books, promote your music, promote you, promote whatever, or give a word of wisdom to that young man that didn't die one, that's listening to us older seasoned men. I could tell you, we got 50 OGs on this line tonight. I'm one, you're one, he's one. But that young man out there that said, you know what, I'm just going to listen in. Let me see what these guys be talking about. What would you tell him? I'm going to start with Clarence. Then we're going to go to Rockbox. We're going to go to Prophet. We're going to go to Ricky. Is he still here? Because I know he'd be busy on this evening. Yeah. Crook had to go. And if you want to get in the conversation, now you can have this last opportunity to dial one. But for those that have already been on the broadcast and that have spoken, I want to give you an opportunity for this last shout out, that last cry out, that last word. 1 minute. What would be your closing? Clarence.
Yes, thank you, Pastor G. First of all, giving all the glory to God, man. Thank him for a man such as yourself who became the spearhead to Man Up. And in all the other work that you do, I see you, brother. You always out there in the ministry. I'm going to say this. I thank God for using me to create a book titled Regulate the Manual. And the reason I've written that book is because of all the difficulties and all the problems and issues that we find ourselves living in out here in our communities. And so God used me to create this book to write about how do we get to all of these events and what it's going to take to get through them and find peace, not just in ourselves, but to shine that light to others. You know, when we look at ourselves, many of our people are only in that one small area of the mind. We have a total whole brain we can use out here instead of just drugs, instead of violence, instead of profanity, instead of hate, instead of envy. There's other areas of beauty such as love, joy, forgiveness, self-control, our visions to discover things, to educate ourselves. So any of you brothers like, man, I'm Clarence M. Allen on Facebook. You can check out, friend me, connect with me. I'm Regulate the Man on Twitter. My website is Regulate the Manual. I've written about these gangs. When you look at the title, you see the gangs, the gang members, the gang bangers, the gangsters. Here's another alert, the Who Ride. And just in case some of you don't fit into that, I've written about the status quo. We all fit into the matrix of the status quo.
Yes.
So
yes.
Once again, Pastor E, thank you. God bless each and every
one.
Now
bless you,
brothers. Bless the family, and bless our community. Thank you.
That's right. And don't get it twisted. This young man is out there in it. There is not a protest. There is not a march. There is not an event going on to further the education of our race, our community, and then the world that he's not involved in. Check out his book. Check out his website. We're going to be bringing Clarence in as a personal guest also that we can really go into depth into regulate the manual. Brother, God bless you, man. We already know.
Mm-hmm.
Rockbox, give me your
All
minute.
Right, hey, y'all. Okay, got you. Yeah, hey, I just want to say it's an honor to being in this discussion with all y'all brothers tonight, man. Much love. I appreciate y'all having me on. But one thing I want to say is that we need to stay prayed up like we've been talking about, you know. Two or more agree on anything on earth, it'll be done by my Father in heaven. We need to keep that in mind at all times, after we leave here, we need to keep that in mind. Like I say, it's Matthew 18, verse 19. Check it out, you know. I remember as the old saying, they were saying, you teach a man how to fish, he'll never starve no more. It's time for us to start teaching them how to fish, you know. And I think that's what we're getting to now. We got to teach them how to fish again. Pastor, you were talking about earlier how, you know, giving them the whole pie. Well, you know, that's part of it. You know, we got to teach them again.
Yes.
And it's on us, really. It's really on us. And, we got to man up like we're doing right now and take responsibility for it. And let's do what we got to do. And let it be spirit-filled, you know, glory to God with it. And that's all I want to say.
Man, let's do this thing. Okay, right. So since I didn't put you on the spot, Michael Netherly, that's his legal name, but Rockbox,
yeah,
is going to be another guest on the broadcast that we can now spotlight him. Bro, can I get a 1 minute beat?
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rock box. Live. Come to the Now Church anytime, and he's performing here live. And then come on, share your information, get connected to you. He got music out there, he got videos out there.
Y'all can check me out at Michael Netherly on Facebook, and I also have a Rockbox fan page. That's ROCBOX. I also have music out too. I got two albums out. I got one called Rebellion Through an Ink Pen. And it's on all digital outlets. So, and then I have another one called Purpose Over Paper. So y'all can check both of those out anytime y'all get a chance. And I'm getting everybody else information that's putting the information out too. I would love to network everybody on here too.
I'm linking everybody.
Hey, Two Crunks. Yeah, hey, man. You know, if you're still on the line. You know, I heard his music recently. Yeah, it's okay.
Don't trip. Y'all are plugged. Don't trip. We family.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Prophet Dwayne, come on, give me that minute.
Hey, amen. I'm on Facebook as Dwayne Woods. Still in the trying to
D-U-A-N-A.
Create my own.
Dwayne.
Yeah, D-U-A-N-E, D-U-A-N-E.
Yeah.
D-U-A-N-E Woods, W-O-O-D-S. And trying to still get my own ministry Facebook page. So that's in the work. Don't know how long that's going to take, but it's in the work. And
bro, we
I'm
can
also
do that
wanting
in 5 minutes.
To promote promote somebody said 5 minutes. Amen.
We can do
it
in
also,
5 minutes, bro.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up, dear. I also want to promote this company where I just got promoted at, where called View Financial, where we go in and show individuals how to pay a 30-year mortgage, 20-year mortgage, 15-year mortgage off, and so much just the less time, like 5 to 7 years. And so I'm thankful to be a part of them because I'm in the program and I see it working in action. So I'm not going to promote something that I've not been in. So I'm telling everybody, hey, it works. It really
works. And
that's really
that's nationwide, correct?
Say that again.
That's nationwide.
Yeah, it's nationwide. It started in Utah with about 400 people as just a test. And then after the creators found out that, man, this thing is really working, now it's nationwide. But only 80,000 people know about it because you don't have enough people doing word of mouth. It's not on the markets or anything of that nature. It's word of mouth, and it's pretty much predominantly on that end where we have not been privileged to this type of information. But I thank God that I was able to get into this platform to hear this information, to now spread it abroad to people of color, and also to white people. It doesn't make a difference, but I can tell you the truth. It works. It really, really works. So my 30-year mortgage that I bought last year, I'm scheduled to pay it off in year 2028. So that's 5 years I'll be done with it. So
man,
you have
get
a
that, get that.
Doing so many things after you pay that the mortgage off. Once you pay that mortgage off, guess what? You can do whatever you want to do. You can buy more real estate using the same program. Man, you can buy apartment homes and whatever the case may be. We're showing you how to do this. You know, so connect with me, DM me, however they say this, DM me, get at me, and I can give you the information. It's for free. But, you know, the platform that you would get, that's a whole different story.
Right. And if you're green on Facebook, send me a message and I'll link you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, amen.
I'm out here doing that. And in ministry, if you go on my Facebook page, you'll see that I've also been teaching about forgiveness. Morning Manna is talking about forgiveness, strictly about forgiveness. So I thank God for this platform here with Pastor E, and I'm thankful that the Prophet's Closet is coming back the first Sunday
in
January.
Yes, we're excited too. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Y'all better get ready for this, man. The Prophet Closet goes way deep. We didn't even finish the series that he was teaching on about issues.
Yes.
Man, I had people still like, where's he at? We didn't know more about issues. You guys get ready. It's coming back to the Now Network on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Central, the Prophet's Closet here on the Now Network. Every first and third Sunday is going down. Love you, bro.
Love you too, sir.
James, any closing remarks?
No, we good, bro.
Love you, man. Get it in. Get it in. Y'all on this boy be working out. Man, I wish I had his energy. Amen. Well, family, I see one person that didn't know I won that I would be in remorse if I did not throw him under the bus. Pastor Dwayne Collins, man up, bro. Come on, man. Give us a opening, a closing. And we've had several of our listeners from last week order from you guys already delivered. I've gotten some reports. They all are shining 5 stars. You guys are doing a great thing, and you follow and do what you say you're going to do.
Definitely. I was listening to you brothers, and as you was about to close out, Willie Murphy had a song on Praying for My Brothers. You know,
yes.
The man of God said it best. You know, we can. He said we touch and agree as two together. If we touch and agree, we could do anything. But we gotta understand, we're not wrestling against flesh. We wrestle against principality, spiritual wickedness, and so. We just got to, you know, if we touch and agree together, you know, about violence.
Together.
You know, because we have different regions. You know, California is not my region. You know, Dallas is not my region. You know, San Francisco is not my region. Atlanta is not my region. But if we touch and agree together in Jesus'
yes.
name, you know, we can bind some things. Like you said, we can bind it in earth. We can bind it in heavens. That's where we bind it on earth. Why? Because we touch and agree. We have an agenda change. Our agenda is not about us. It's about binding that violence, that killing. You know, we transparent now. You know, I heard y'all talk about how we all was in gangs and all that. But what makes the kids look up and what makes the kids want to be doing the same thing? Because we liked it wanting to care to preach a Bible. We wanted to care to preach a bag, you know. We that's what we, you know.
I didn't, because he was my daddy, and I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm just playing with you, man.
I didn't have that, but what I'm saying is that's what we got to be. We got to be transparent, and we be transparent.
That's right.
And they see the transparent in us, then we can overcome. We can get them in their heart. But we're just doing something here in Madison, you know. I'm waiting on the lease for the building, for the church, so I can do some great.
Oh, we coming.
So, yeah. And then my wife, you know, we got the business going. The mayor, you know, the business been at the shop, checking it out and stuff like that. You know, so things is moving, man, and I'm just grateful that God has allowed me to still be where I'm at. You know, some days
yes.
it was messed up, man. You know, some days I wanted to walk away, but God, you know, he said he'd never leave me, he'd never forsake me. So anytime I wanted to give up, he was always there, man. So we just got to keep lifting one another up and keep praying for
that's
each
right.
other.
That's that right. That's right.
That you can do in different regions. So y'all keep
yeah.
in prayers. We keep y'all in prayer.
Amen. Now, y'all get ready because the second and fourth Sunday is the Anointed Word with Pastor Dwayne. Oh, this boy is going to preach. This boy is going to teach. But he's also going to invite some other people to come in and be a part of the Anointed
yeah.
Word. And I can't wait because I'm going to be the first guest. I put my name on the list to be first. I ain't waiting for somebody else to put in. I'm putting in now. I'm first guest. When he is
yes,
ready
sir.
To take on someone else, but I know he's going to really want to marinate this opportunity and this given word that he has, and it's called the Anointed Word. So I'm looking for some anointing through that word, my brother. You guys be on point for that. That's every second and fourth Sunday. That's opposite to the Prophet's Closet, but you'll be probably hearing us all together, thinking they all the same. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, bro.
Bless you too, sir.
Family, we love you guys. But we want you to know this is about the men. And yes, the men have stood up. But before you leave here tonight, my brother, I need you to invite at least 5 men to this broadcast next Tuesday. We must grow. We must expand. And we must let men know that there is a place, a safe haven, for them to hear truth, to hear the real, but also to hear the solutions that can make us all become successful. Not in business, not in life, but in God. Everything else follows. We love you guys. This song is brand new. You might not like rap. I dare you to listen to Two Crunk Ears Off the Chain. This is They Spinning, the new release from Two Crunk for Jesus on all media outlets. Check it out. We love you guys. You ain't ready. You ain't ready. You ain't ready.
DJ Kid, this a hit for show.
I pull up on the block and they was spinning.
Spinning.
I hit the other spot and they was spinning.
Spinning.
Couldn't get up off the lot cause they was spinning.
Rah, rah, rah.
My brother just got shot cause they was spinning.
They spinning.
Joining our daily broadcast. Join us weekly, Mondays, Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tuesdays, Man Up the Movement with Pastor Ian Friends.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.